The Park City community remains divided on the Welcoming Schools teacher training program used at Trailside Elementary School. It's a state-endorsed program to help teachers deal appropriately with bullying, especially students who identify as or live in households that are non-traditional. The school district has received a cease and desist letter from a Salt Lake City law firm who have partnered with a group of anonymous parents. Editorials and social media postings about the teacher training have caused discord in the community. Last month, a group of parents who favor the program hosted a heavily attended public meeting. The purpose was to clarify the facts about the program and to bring all opinions into the discussion. Resident Linda Lukanowski, who does not have children in the school system, said she wants the school board to consider programs that address all children who are bullied. She grilled the board on how the Welcoming Schools program was selected.
Okay, so the district did not choose Trailside to implement this as an indoctrination program, or as a first
indoctrination of what?
A first school to offer the Welcoming Schools before you roll it out into the other schools.
Board President Andrew Kaplan told Lukanowski the board had no role in deciding to use the Welcoming Schools teacher training at Trailside. The principal and teacher selected the program from a list of the State Board of Education approved for anti-bullying teacher training programs. Lukanowski said the Welcoming Schools program only addresses one small minority of kids who are bullied. Kaplan says it is inaccurate to suggest teachers and administrators only care about one group of kids.
What we're trying to do is create an environment that welcomes and accepts all students, regardless of what their beliefs are, any of that. It's not accurate to say that there's one small minority group that we care about. It's just not true. That's not what educators do. They don't come and pick and choose which kids they want to educate or which kids they care about. Teachers do this for children. Educators or administrators do this because they care about all children. It's incredibly inconsiderate and inaccurate to say that we care about one group of people and there was some kind of, you know, prioritization there. It was due to specific feedback of specific bullying that took place, and our teachers wanted tools to deal with that.
Lukanowski wants the school board to consider other anti-bullying programs instead of the Welcoming Schools teacher training, along with addressing the causes of bullying.
It's heartbreaking what happens to these kids, truly. Mm-hmm. And not just LGBTQ kids, but all the other ones that I mentioned. I would like to see more programs that actually bring some mental health help to the bulliers.
In other comments, Diane Livingston, a parent of a ninth grader, addressed the board about the graphic content in a school-approved novel. She's concerned the book, The Kite Runner, could cause students who have been sexually abused further trauma because of the child rape scene. She says there are several other approved novels that also have sexual and graphic material that violate criminal code.
This law needs to be followed as books are approved, new books are approved via the novel adoption committee. We need to weed out precedent violators. We need to relook at library books as we accept book fair books and as teachers form their individual libraries in their own classrooms. We, my friends and I, are here today to ask respectfully that you will consider this law and press it to be applied all throughout the school district. Let's remember that 20% of our students will be sexually abused by the time they're 18 years old.
Parent Tom Clardy told the board that a 2005 Department of Justice task force identified that pornography is not only defined as pornographic pictures. He read a graphic passage from an unidentified book, which he claimed to be part of the school district's curriculum.
Isn't so much the First Amendment part, but it's about the fact that the obscene material doesn't need to have pictorial content. It can be written. They call them textual obscenities. Just straight out child pornography images and child pornography, textual obscenities. And so I come here tonight, unfortunately, reading you curriculum that's on our list. This whole book is filled with it. And I would really imagine you all be just as surprised as I was to actually see these books, because I hadn't read them.
Links to the public input given in Tuesday's school board meeting can be found on kpcw.org. The school board said they would take all public comments under consideration. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.